Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak for ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game. Already week three, the Bears hit the road for the first time as they tackle the Steelers at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. ChicagoBears.com presents Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico. We'll start with offense and surviving Dick LeBeau. That is a tip of the cap to one of the best coaches in football, and it's going to be quite a chess match. Many of the same West Coast offensive principles used by the Bears are what LeBeau designed the 3-4 fire zone to stop. The Bears' quick rhythm, get the ball out, quick passing game against the Steelers' exotic fronts and blitzes, but with zone coverage behind it. For starters, Jay Cutler will have to identify the intentions of Steelers safety Troy Polamalu on every snap. He's the tempo setter, the wild card. 32, healthy, smart, Polamalu studies formations and personnel tendencies like few in the league, allowing him to diagnose quickly and play every snap on a sprint, avoiding confusion at the line of scrimmage and the frustration of determining which defenders are rushing and from where is the biggest key when installing the protections for this particular game. Yeah, the personnel has changed, but the damage the scheme can do is still a threat. Defensively, Big Ben's got to be chopped down, and generating a pass rush against the Steelers requires more than just hitting Ben Roethlisberger. Finishing means making sure he's taken to the ground, and he's not easy to bring down. Strong and slippery, Roethlisberger never lets a pass drop die. His ad-lib ability in and around the pocket allows him to make big plays down the field. Sacked 5 times by the Titans, 2 by the Bengals. Time to throw has been an issue for Roethlisberger. Pittsburgh's starting center Marquise Pouncey out for the season, replaced by former Titans starting center Fernando Velasco. So this is an opportunity for starting defensive tackle Henry Melton to get his game back on track. On to special teams, and after a record-setting effort returning kickoffs against the Vikings, it appears Devin Hester is close to breaking loose again. Averaging nearly 50 yards after 2 games, his 76 and 80-yard returns were near misses. He maintains his legs are fresh every return, given that he's not on the field at receiver. That spike in field position is a huge bonus for the Bears' offense and for the type of play calling Mark Trestman turns to on a short field. Steelers kicker Sean Swisham is working through a hamstring injury, and they've already cut 2 punters, and in the preseason they allowed a block punt, block field goal, and a kickoff return touchdown. So they got some issues, but there is a man to stop for the Bears, and that's Antonio Brown. The Steelers punt returner has a 40-yarder already this season, also a league-high 6 fair catches. Unlike most NFL cities, Pittsburgh's Heinz Field doesn't have a lot of room for Bears fans. The Steelers fans are among the most loyal and invested in the league. They will show and they will be heard from. The first road test, a significant one for the Bears, given that it also comes under the bright lights of Sunday Night Football. Like all road teams, quieting that boisterous crowd is critical. And among the ways to do it, avoid pre-snap penalties, grind out long scoring drives, stay out of third and long, get off the field on third down, and handle the initial surge of a Steelers team backed into an unusual corner. They have not been 0-3 since 1988, and their next game is in London. That's significant. It's a significant amount of distraction that talented head coach Mike Tomlin has to get his team to overcome. So that wraps up this week's Keys to the Game. It's the Bears and Steelers in Pittsburgh, 2 of the tradition franchises in the National Football League, getting together at Heinz Field. We'll start our pregame coverage at 4:30 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, and then the kickoff comes at 7:30. Should be a great one. Thanks again for watching Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com. ChicagoBears.com presents Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico.